Hello and welcome to Bleed Geek, episode number 109. I'm Mike Earl.
I'm Randy the droid Orvis.
Why are you a droid?
I don't know. I just thought I'd say it.
Like an android or like...
Android. Not the droids.
Not like C-3PO.
No, because those aren't the droids I look for.
Those aren't the droids you're looking for. Mm-hmm. Did you send it the... Never mind. Welcome. This is Bleed Geek.
It's summer.
Thursday, the 27th of June, nearly the end of June already.
Our year is,
3 days short of being half done.
Yeah. Is that crazy?
Yes. I'm going to go with yes.
All right.
We're halfway to 2014. Sort of. I mean, 3 days.
I feel like we just got to 2013.
Yeah. It's still weird. We'll probably get used to writing it, and then we'll start writing fours and not threes.
Welcome to every single year that we surpass.
Yeah. Anyways.
It's Bleed
been,
Geek.
It's
been quiet.
Quiet. Well, I mean, there's kind of like two events that happened, but neither of them do I really care about. There's a Samsung event and a Windows event.
Yeah, I wasn't able to catch the Samsung event. I did catch some of the stuff they talked about.
Actually,
TVs.
Technically the Samsung one I think was last week anyway. It was last Thursday or Wednesday, but there's a Windows event this week.
Yeah, I don't think really. We should have had Todd here.
We should have had Todd Cougar Mellencamp live at Build. I don't even know where it was. I'm sure it was either in San Fran or Seattle. Or not Seattle. They're in Washington, but Redmond, that's what it is. Anyway, you want to talk about Windows while we're on the subject? Let's talk about some Windows action. Action.
Action Jackson.
So basically, all that I found out from Windows was they had 8.1. They're going to release it. They didn't give a date. Kind of helping fix up Windows 8 a little bit. Not that anybody uses Windows 8 and or cares. I think it's weird, like, though, like, if you were just going to buy a computer and you didn't really pay attention, like, and you got home and you had Windows 8 on it, and, like, you had been used to, like let's say you have Vista or something stupid, right?
You're like, what the hell is this?
Like, how do I even use this? And you think that happens?
I'm sure, but like anything, you know, it's like when I didn't like Reddit, you know, it's like, you just force yourself to use it because there's really nothing else that... you can do about it, and you just learn it.
Learn it, love it, live it.
Yep.
I don't know. Windows is Windows. They're going to be Windows. They announced Xbox Music was coming to the web, I believe, and nobody cared because nobody listens to it. You listen to a lot of Xbox Music?
Mm-hmm. All the time.
All the time.
I actually do know...
Todd.
No, Gio. He uses it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's weird. Does he like it? Does he have a Windows phone? Is that why?
No.
He doesn't have a Windows phone?
Mm-mm.
Why would he use it?
Uses
on his Xbox, Mike.
Yep.
He can play it through his surround sound.
That's what he does.
It's like it's through the whole house. I don't even know what happened just now. Windows 8. I don't think they really announced much at Build.
No.
I'm not a big Windows follower. So, if you have a question about it, ask me and I'll have Randy ask Todd.
Or send an email to toddcougarmellencamp@gmail.com.
That's funny. they did also announce that, people could buy the Xbox Kinect, what do you call it? SDK?
Oh, yes.
But it's like a build kit, though, because like you actually got a physical, so that SDK is a software development kit, right?
Right.
But you actually got a
it was
physical.
Like a,
but it's like $400
we were getting
for the Kinect.
Physical.
And they said that it will not work with PC. It'll just be for Xbox.
Yeah, guess what? Newsflash. Somebody's going to have it working on the PC.
Hacked
just like
the last one was.
Just like
they were like driving chairs with it and stuff. And this one's even better.
Oh, man.
And they announced that the Xbox would not come with a headset. with it, like the last one did. Because they want you to use the built-in audio on the Kinect. Dang it.
That's stupid.
Use it. Xbox on. I don't have a Kinect, so I don't know.
Yeah, it's still stupid.
They probably said nobody's buying our phones, so we're not going to show anything about them. Just kidding. They said they were in third, and they weren't worried about BlackBerry. But at this point, honestly, who is?
Well played, Samsung. Well played.
Microsoft.
I mean, Microsoft. Yeah, who? Because there's so many other...
Apple and Android, yeah.
Yeah.
And then a very distant third. Maybe they're worried about... Was it Symbian? Is that what it's called? I don't know. I don't think we talked about it, but really it was like 2 weeks ago. Google announced Loon. Did we talk about it?
We had mentioned it. I don't think we talked. No.
I don't think we did.
We talked about it online. That's what it was.
So Google's going to bring internet to the underdeveloped world with balloons.
The video is pretty crazy.
Yeah.
So is there just going to be balloons floating all over the place?
Yeah.
Are they strung up somehow, or do they float around the world?
They float around the world. They can control it. They have things in them that control it, and they must help inflate or deflate the pressure, right?
And then they
monitor the streams, and so like when it needs to go back the other way, it lifts up into this other stream.
Oh, that's pretty crazy.
Yeah, well, it's Google.
Fucking Google.
Well, it's Google X on top of it, so they're like the craziest of the crazies, right? And so then they have like special stations. Like right now they're doing it in New Zealand because, I don't know, there's less laws there.
And because they're in the middle of Nowheresville.
Right. So, yeah, so they're basically like weather balloons that have this little thing and it shares it between it. It's like making a big mesh network and then it sends the internet down to people. It's crazy, though. For those people, they want to, you know... I mean, that's a lot of balloons, though. You gotta
Google's
think.
Just crazy.
Like, what if someone's just like, ha-ha, and they're shooting balloons? Supposedly, you can't see them from the ground, though. They're, like, 6 miles up. In the stratosphere.
Stratosphere.
I just made that up. I don't know if that's
what
they are.
I don't know which sphere. I thought they were visible by eye.
I didn't think so.
Maybe.
Then people would shoot them down. They'd be like, what's that? And I'd shoot, I always shoot at things when I don't know what they are.
Shoot first, ask questions later.
Right.
That's what we do. That's what we do.
That's what Aaron Hernandez does. That's what you do.
Good one.
Yeah. I don't know. Project Loon is just the emphasis of Google's craziness. I mean, this one is a truly make the world a better place type of event. Not like Google Glass where that's like...
Why do you think they use Minnesota's state bird?
I think it had more to do with balloon, not loon.
Think what you want to think.
The bird loon. But think, you know, think what, you what think. Do I know? It's just this crazy idea I had just now. So
yeah, keep your crazy ideas to yourself.
Keep that under wraps. It's an interesting idea. I don't know if there was any date given out for like a rollout or anything, or just testing it right now. But
it's in beta.
I sent you that video, the behind-the-scenes stuff. That was crazy. I don't know. They're Google. And speaking of Google, Google Now updated a little bit on Android with movies and music stuff. Cards. New cards. Music and movie cards.
I haven't updated mine yet.
Why? I don't watch enough TV for it to work, Mike.
No, the music part is interesting to me.
What exactly does it do?
Tells you...
Who you should listen to?
No, it gives you, like, artist information, like, concerts in your area, albums coming out.
Like, I was reading more about the movies and TV stuff, and it was like, oh, if your phone is on and you let it record everything that's going on around you, it could hear what TV show you're watching and give you information about it, right? But... That seems like, do you always have to have a recording, or do you like, hey, I'm watching TV now, Google, listen to what's going on and tell me more? Like, at that point, wouldn't it be easier for me to just
No, it's
go
like
to
the
IMDb?
Kinect. It's always on.
So, like, it's like Prism and shit.
They're always watching, Mike.
Everybody. It always feels like somebody's watching me. So, it's only on Android, though, right now, currently. Do you use Google Now a lot?
I use it every day, but not because I use it. It's like
it
the one thing.
Up. You're like, get out of my way.
No, not at all. It just pops up, but no. It's really nice that it just pops up. It's like I use it, but not. You know what I mean? It's like I'm not opening up an app. It's just something that's there, and it gives me information that I think is intriguing. So it'll tell me like sports scores of teams that I'm interested in. It'll
which give, are zero. Good one, because you don't watch sports. Do you get it? Mike, I watch plenty of sports.
I don't really watch any sports, but I'm interested in the scores, so then I can talk to people and be like, oh, hey, Twins sucked it up last night, huh?
I heard you love Boston. I heard that they've been having some issues, like losing the Stanley Cup and their star tight end.
Ouch. Too soon?
No, I don't think so.
All right. Pour some salt in it?
Yeah.
Makes sense.
I was just using that as an example of reasons you would use
it. I get you.
It was an example. It could be fictional. I could have just made all that up. Or it could be completely true. It's hard to say. So what else does it tell you? Does it tell you traffic info?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, so every day.
I better not go that way home.
No, it knows. It must keep track of you somehow, like where you're at. Because it'll tell you, like it knows. I have a message that pops up like right around 4:40 in the afternoon. And it says how long it'll take me to get home. Pretty crazy. And then the times change too, like depending on how traffic is.
Oh, like it'll tell you how long you're gonna get home.
Yep.
I've been using
Waze
a lot.
It's pretty sweet, isn't it?
And like that's like the same thing, like sometimes in the morning when I turn it on, it's like, oh, good morning, are you going to work now? And I'll be like, I am, thank you. And then I learned that I should ultimately always trust it. Well, that's not true and untrue.
No, you should.
Then last night it screwed me over. Or the other night. But the other night.
For the most part, though, it's
right,
pretty good.
I didn't listen to it, and I was like, damn, it really was blocked up here. I thought I was smarter than this. Because then I went to back roads that I thought would be good, because 694 had an accident on
gotcha.
It.
Gotcha.
But then the way I went was blocked, too, and I should have just listened to it the entire time.
It's like, haha, got you, good sucker.
But then on Tuesday night, I was coming home, and it told me to go this way, and the road was blocked. And I was like, well, that's obviously not going to work. But maybe it just
did
happened.
Did you update it?
Like I was driving.
You update it while you're driving, Mike.
I don't
How do you think
says,
other people are
I don't
doing
think
it.
It's as easy to do that. I do it if there's, like, heavy traffic, I'll let it know. Stuff like that. Because that's easy because you just swipe to do it. But I haven't figured out how to block a road yet. Plus, then I had to figure out how I was getting home after that way didn't work out.
That's funny.
Plus, I had people in the car that would not be happy with me using my phone while I was driving.
You're only trying to help them out.
Yeah. So, yeah, Google Now. It's kind of like, it's funny because... Well, Google is buying Waze, even right. though it's going to have to go through an antitrust hearing. Or,
is
I don't
it
know
really?
If it's really a hearing, but they're going to look into
that
it.
That seems stupid.
Well, yes and no.
No, that seems stupid. That seems stupid.
Because they got a lot of
it's
map
not,
power. It's because they got all
not,
the maps.
No, MapQuest.
Bing Maps. Nokia here.
Whatever.
Apple Maps.
Thank you. There's plenty.
Bud Light Maps.
Might be.
Nokia, Lenovo Maps. Okay, that one's not true. Yeah, I don't know. There's three other carriers. They wouldn't let Sprint buy AT&T, AT&T buy Sprint or T-Mobile or whatever it was going to buy. It's like 3 years ago, right? But yeah, so it's interesting that they bought a company that does very similar things to what they're already doing. Like, I feel like.
No.
They're all
it's
about,
not the same.
Who isn't? Google and Waze?
Yeah.
I mean, like with the Google Now stuff, it's very similar to...
Right. But the like thing that Google is missing is actually having... Exactly. Is actually having actual people out there doing the work for them.
Like me. Mm-hmm. Thanks, Google. Put me to work. Really, Waze put me to work. And then, yeah. Supposedly... Wall Street Journal is reporting that Google is working on a game console, a watch.
Swatch?
No, a Guatch.
Guatch.
And then there was something else that was listed, but I didn't think it was as important.
I would wear a Google Watch.
Or maybe it was an updated Nexus Q. Oh, what? You would wear a what?
I'd wear a Google Watch.
Yeah. I was thinking about that the Pebbles do look pretty cool. You know, like to be able to read your text. But then I feel like I don't wear watches and that seems silly.
Yeah. You don't really do anything.
I don't know what that means.
You're not an accessorizer.
That's true. What do you think about making a gaming system?
Mm.
You think, whoa, let's start with the OUYA be the OUYA.
Let's start with a TV, maybe.
You think they're going to make it? They have Google TV.
Let's start with the TV first.
You don't like their TV?
No.
No, I have a Roku.
Let's polish the TV.
Yeah, it's supposedly a Nexus Q again. That went well for him last time, right?
Good one, Mike.
It looked cool. Kind of.
Good one, Mike. No, it really did look good.
OUYA's on shelves. You can go buy it at Best Buy and Amazon now. You remember when Randy backed that Kickstarter?
Oh, wait.
Thanks, Mike. He was a liar. but some backers still haven't received theirs yet. They're sitting in a warehouse in, like, China. And the CEO is pissed. That's what his or her words. I feel like it's a girl, actually, which seems weird, right? No. What, does she think she's Marissa Mayer?
Maybe. Maybe she is.
I don't think that's true.
Why not?
Because she's not?
Because she's not.
Seems pretty clear. So it's hitting shelves. Actually, the more I see of it, the more I kind of want one.
Yeah?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I've heard really bad things about the controllers, but, like, the content is there. And, like, I just think it's a
feeling, or what's the problem?
Yeah, the controllers. Like, the console itself is really well made, I guess, but the controllers, they look like a ripoff of the Xbox 360, or the Xbox in general, I guess.
Gotcha.
Or the X-Bone. But, I don't know, they said they were pretty cheap feeling, but, like, just some of the, like, it's taking that market to a whole nother level. The same way that, I mean, Apple, we talked about it a little, I think, about them adding controller support on iOS 7, right?
Yep.
But, like, there's so many people that think, like, ultimately that's them setting up for the TV and, like, it makes sense, like, because, like, there's console games that come out, that have been coming out lately on, like, Knights of the Old Republic, which was on Xbox, came out on iOS. Is it XCOM? Is that a real game? Or is it SOCOM?
SOCOM?
One of those games.
Type game?
One of those games that was pretty popular. I think. See, I know there is SOCOM, but I still feel like it was XCOM. But anyway, they came out on iPad, and it's, like, $20 for the game, but it's literally, like, a 60 to 80 hour game. And they said, you know, like, the controls went really well to touch. And so, overall, it's really worth it if you're willing to invest time. But, like, just think if you could bring that then to the, like, bring it to the Apple TV, like, how much cheaper and easier it is for people to make games. I mean, the OUYA is the same idea, but because it's,
well, then
not
it's,
that it's not
really
Apple, but
something.
It's not, it's nobody. I mean, they're little, right? Like,
yep.
If you made that ability with all the iOS games. And I heard an interesting, like, you know, there had been plenty of people that tried tablets in the past before Apple did, obviously. They didn't invent the tablet, right? But the easy thing for them to do was, hey, look, all these iOS apps that already work on your phone work on the tablet. So how easy would it be for them to do the same thing on going from the iPad or the iPhone to go to this little TV box where, look, we made an SDK, and look, all these games are instantly available. There's already, you know, 10,000 games you can play. Like, that seems crazy. And it makes a lot of sense that they would need to do that before getting into the real TV market, which, I don't know. I still don't know if they'll ever actually get into a real TV market, or if it'll just be a better version of their little Apple TV box. Who knows? But I don't know. But the OUYA looks cool. I don't know. Just some of the games I think I would play that. And most of the games are free right now.
Right.
And they actually make you have free stuff to some extent, I believe. Like, that's a big thing for them, is getting free content out there. But some of the games look pretty fun. And you just think of how easy it is for indie developers then. Because, like, even indie developers on, like, that come out on Xbox Arcade, like, they have to partner with Microsoft to publish it. And so they still have to follow their rules and, not their rules, but it's still a lot of red tape to get through. Yeah. And it ends up costing them more money and makes it a lot harder for indie publishers to actually get published. So, we'll see what happens. Maybe it won't even matter what the Xbox and the PS4 do. It'll still matter. Doesn't matter to you, because you're just going to play PC games. Right? You going to hook up some PayPal Galactic?
No. I don't know what that is, even.
Supposedly. Well, it's a real thing, apparently. It's not a joke. They're going to make... Because Elon Musk is the founder of PayPal, also SpaceX, as you may know.
Heard of them.
And Tesla.
Heard of them as well.
But they want to make an intergalactic payment system.
Intergalactic planetary?
Yeah, planetary.
Intergalactic?
Right.
Nice.
That way, when this whole space exploration thing takes off, they can trade with people. Seems a little far-fetched, right?
Got to start somewhere.
It's true.
Got to start somewhere.
That's what Bitcoin's for, right?
Exactly. Except even Bitcoin just got pulled from California.
For what?
You can't use it there anymore.
Like, it was this just for pulled, anything?
Yeah.
I saw a story about Romney getting, rocked for $1 million or something. I don't know. Who knows?
I'll see if I can find it. I had just seen it, though.
Because it's not a legal tender for all trades, public and private. For all debts, not trades. Is that what it says? Legal tender for all debts, public and private. Just trade cheap, right? That's what people want. Maybe we have three goats for that. We should get a goat. You should get a goat in here. Wouldn't that be fun? It'd be like running around on all your stuff. What would you name him?
If I had a goat?
Yeah.
I'd name him Lamb.
Lamb?
Yeah. Or Lamb Chop.
Lamb Chop. Like, hey, little... Look, Lamb Chop's eating your pillow right now. That'd be funny.
That wouldn't be funny.
It'd be amusing.
Nicole wants a goat.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You should get her one and keep it here.
Can Owen come pet it?
Yeah. He could probably ride it.
I don't know. Only if he has his back brace. And I might have to have him sign a waiver.
That's fine. I'll sign the waiver.
All right. No, I want him to sign it.
Well, he needs his parent or guardian because he's not 18.
That's fine.
He could sign it. He could write his name.
That's cool as me. He can ride the goat.
Nice. Goats are awesome.
Are you going to have a goat?
Someday. I told Danny, she always wants dogs. I'm like, I don't want dogs.
You want a goat?
I said, you can have a dog if we can have a goat. Huh?
Is it going to mow your lawn for you?
Well, yeah. Well, no, that's what Owen's for.
No, because you keep the goat out in the front yard and he eats the grass.
You tie two of them together, right? And you just push them around with a stick? The Flintstones.
Right? Exactly.
Is that what they did?
Yeah.
Like turtles or something?
Yeah, they had turtles.
Some sort of dinosaurs, right?
Yeah.
Obviously. I don't even know what we're talking about anymore.
We have digressed.
Welcome
to Bleed Geek.
Except for that you're getting a goat. That's all I know. I know they said you can't have dogs here, but I'm pretty sure you could get a goat. Show me where it says no goats in the lease.
Why can't you have a little dog if you can have a cat?
Because it's got to poop.
Cats have to poop too.
They go in a box.
You can train dogs to go in a box.
I just put it on the deck. It poops out there.
Just seems silly.
I don't make the rules, Randy. Go talk to the Anyway, do you have any other news you want to talk about? Before we wrap this up?
Since we're talking about dogs, I was around this weekend, I would be babysitting a dog, though.
Why?
Because a couple of my friends are leaving and they need somebody to dog sit him.
Which is why I don't want a dog.
He's a boxer. I'd watch him.
No, because then he can't go anywhere without finding. It's like a kid.
Facebook hack. Did you hear about it? Exposed 6 million users' information. Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
It's public information anyway.
Uh-oh.
Not if you're set to private.
Exactly. And there was an article that I'd read yesterday talking about how you can hack a Facebook account with just using a text message.
Oh.
Yeah, and there isn't how-to, so I'm going to hack yours later.
Nice. Let me know if you find anything cool in there.
Okay.
I don't ever check it.
Makes sense. Microsoft is offering a $100,000 bounty if you can hack Windows 8.
What are they, Google?
Apparently. And then that's all I got, really.
Define hack it.
I don't know. Go through some stuff and hack it.
Like, just like...
Don't ask questions! Anyways, thanks for listening to our kick-ass podcast.
Next week, we'll be here on Wednesday, the 3rd of July.
That's crazy. No more dog.
Oh, is it? Oh, we don't. Oh, we get a sneak peek?
No, no.
There's still dog pictures. I still see dog pictures.
No, but we'll see.
One dog.
One dog.
On the 3rd of July.
Next Wednesday. 7 p.m. ish, we'll start the movie podcast.
Oh, yeah. I was like, no, we're going to have the movie podcast at 7, but I see what you did there.
And then Bleed Geek will be soon following. So look for Bleed Geek around 8:30, probably.
Look for vodka.
Look for vodka.
Ugh,
next week's going to be rough.
Why?
Because I'll be drinking Wednesday. I'm definitely drinking Thursday. I have Friday off. So probably be drinking all day Friday. Maybe I'll go golfing on Friday. You have Friday off? Maybe we should go golfing. Want to go golfing?
I think I work Friday.
Tell them you're sick.
Anyways.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening.
If you
interact.
Have Facebook,
interact with us.
If you have Facebook, go check us out. Search for us, Bleed Geek, facebook.com/bleedgeek. If you want, go give us a like on the Twitter.
I don't think you like people on Twitter.
Go give us a like on Twitter. Give us some thumbs up.
Thumbs
Randy,
up.
Randy, follow them. Okay.
Follow
go
us
follow
on
us on
us, subscribe
go
on
follow,
Twitter.
Follow us on Facebook.
Like us on YouTube.
Like us on Twitter. You can go like our videos on YouTube.
I don't think you can like them.
Yeah, you can. It's a thumbs up.
Isn't it a plus? Isn't it a plus one
no,
shit on Google?
It's thumbs up or thumbs down.
That seems wrong. Why don't they have a plus or a minus?
Hey, Mike. It's YouTube, not Google Plus.
But.
Anyways, bleedgeek.tumblr.com.
Go find our Vimeo.
You don't have a Vimeo.
Check us out on Branch.
Branch.com/bleedgeek.
Hang out with our Yelp business. Skype us.
Skype us.
Hit us up on Snapchat.
Snapchat, where all the other 14-year-old girls are.
You don't use Snapchat?
No. It seems stupid. You use it.
Yeah.
And you use it all the time.
I use everything.
Yeah, I know. I think Snapchat is for girls.
They have a Snapchat for kids. Snap Kids. You need to save it. It's the exact opposite of real stuff. Anyway, you can find us on the internet.
If you want.
A simple Google search.
Follow us individually.
On?
On Facebook and Twitter and Instagram.
But not Facebook.
You like us on Facebook. Just go to Bleed Geek, you'll see who likes it, and find us on there. Facebook.com/Mike037.
I don't think that's what it is.
Are you just Mike Earl?
I don't know. Weird. No, because there's a lot of things.
You made a vanity, didn't you?
Yeah, but I don't remember what it is.
You don't remember what yours is? Oh, Mike Earl 037.
Yeah.
What the shit is that?
Because 03, it was taken.
What?
People are all up in my stuff.
It was funny, because I waited until I was up late the night that they released vanities.
Yeah.
And I got mine, and I reserved Adams for him.
Good job.
Facebook.com/Crandall.
Except for that it doesn't make sense, because all the other stuff is different.
Nuh-uh.
What are you on Twitter?
The Crandall.
What are you on Instagram?
The Crandall.
What are you on Tumblr?
Crandall. It is Crandall.
Thanks for listening. You can email us at fans@bleedgeek.com. Give us a call at
406-794-3357.
Yeah, that's it. I'm Mike Earl.
Randy!
Have a good night.